A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome back to the Crackheads podcast with myself, Kegs.
Did you miss us?
We have Derva Kelly back again. So we're literally just recording straight after our Sunday episode, but this is our first ever bonus episode. So we're still unsure of what we're going to call it, like more crack with the Crackheads. Or
yeah.
Send us what
Shannon
you think.
Shannon might have like a thing what she wants.
Yeah, because I haven't actually told Shannon we're doing this, but we have spoken
Shannon,
about
Shannon, you know now.
No, we have spoken about it, but we're
well, that's good. You're starting it for when she's away and she can just literally walk into
walk
it.
Straight in. There. Like we have been talking about doing the bonus episode because we have loads of dilemmas to answer and we don't get time to do them all. But we just are unintentionally starting this week because me and Derva chat for days and we actually ran out of time in the main episode.
To do the dilemmas.
This is what we're doing.
Like, see, as a podcast listener, I love a bonus episode. I'm like, I want like 50 episodes a week, so people are going to love this from you.
Class. So let's just jerk in, shall we?
Yes.
So before we begin, I want to mention again that I am doing a group trip to Morocco. It was meant to be the end of June, but we've moved it to the 31st of August for 11 days. If you want to listen to all the details, check out my link in my bio or the post on my page. Or listen to the last episode, but I'm trying to convince this little gal right here to come. And if 5 of you message, then you want to come if Derva comes, she's going to come. So if 5 of you text me saying, I want to come to Morocco with Derva, and I'll send her.
He's going to send them to me as more persuasion, because I'm like, I just need to be tipped over the line. Like, I'm like, yes, it sounds amazing, but one more we push. So he's like, I'll get 5 more people to go.
But you know what? It's for solo travelers. It's for people who may, if you want to come in a group of friends, come in a group of friends. But it's for people who may want to travel but may not be able to travel with. Like, how fun would it be if you could come go on a big holiday with me and Derva and a group of new friends? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be such
fun.
Crack. So definitely hit us up if you want to come on holiday with us for 11 days in Morocco. It's going to be great. Like, I can't wait.
You made me pinky swear on this.
I would have loved that back in the day.
We'll see if the people show up.
If people message me, you're coming.
I know, yeah. Like, I feel like I would definitely be in there too. Like, if I was wanting to go somewhere and then I seen someone doing a trip, I'd be like, it's meant to be.
Especially if you like want, if you like enjoy the person's content and you enjoy their vibe, like 100%.
You know you're going to have
that.
Fun.
Like, if someone I followed years and years ago was doing like a group chat, I'd be on that shit.
I'd be like, bye, I'm on the plane.
Literally. So let's get stuck in. Yes. Should we do just all dilemmas or should we do sack and crack? We'll do a wee sack and crack round for the start off, shall we?
Hold on, how do you do the sack and crack?
Sack and crack is...
They have to come up with it on the spot.
Just literally say anything. So sack and crack is you say something and I'll say crack as in yes, I like that. Or sack as in like no, I don't like that. So yeah, let's just play a wee quick game of sack or crack. It's basically...
Get us started.
Get us warmed started, up. Ease us in. So I'm going to say people who have their partners in their bios on social media.
Sack.
Yeah, I'm sacking that off.
I feel like that's like a younger person thing.
Yeah,
like from years ago.
Yeah, I used to have loads of people on my like Bebo and MSN.
Yeah, and
bios.
It'll be like the identity. But yeah. I'm like, I'll keep your name here in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, I love the couples who have like necklaces of their partners.
Yeah,
and all.
I do. I have like a wee James like bar, but like that's it. I'm not putting you in my bio. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, James.
But I it's not for me. If you do it, fair
yeah.
Buddy,
if you do it, it's okay. I'm not like against it, but just it's a sack from my page.
Sack. So sack or crack? Do you have anything?
Sack or crack. Hopefully, don't say one. You've already said. Pineapple on pizzas.
Crack. Love.
Do you?
Love, love, love.
Oh, that's a big major sack for me. I'm like a margarita girl. I'm like, the pizza just needs to be the pizza. And that's it.
Margarita's a sack for me. I hate it. Not that I hate it. I would eat it if it was the only option.
God.
My pizza is like, my pizza is a bit hectic. Barbecue base, chicken, ham, sweet corn, pineapple, mushroom.
You're a sicko. You're it's a sick man.
Delicious. It's so good.
I'm like margarita garlic. Chef's kiss.
So boring. Oh my God.
It is. It's big vanilla, vanilla girl.
No. Pineapple pizza. Love, 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 love. We'll do one more each.
Yeah.
Sack or crack nightclubs?
Crack and sack.
Crack and sack.
Like, yeah, I don't go to them really that much. Yes, but like, if I'm on holiday, I'll probably stumble into a wee nightclub and be like, woo, woo.
It just depends on the nightclub.
Yeah, it depends. The last time I was in a nightclub was probably like years ago. Does that sound like something your granny would say? Maybe, but like, I don't know.
It just depends on the nightclub. I love gay nightclubs. Gay nightclubs are great crack. And I like raves and Ibiza clubs. That's different. That's not really a nightclub.
So that's why.
The clubs that I hate is like, the clubs that it's like bottles on tables with like R&B music. Yes. That's not my vibe. Don't like that at all. Pretentious nightclubs, not my vibe.
Yes, it's a sack for those, but for like a ravey one would be like a crack. So
yeah,
a bit
I
of
like
both.
Ravey clubs. Ravey clubs are good vibes.
Oh, I have one. Because this is like something that sends me. My sister does it too. Do you know those flip-flops that your toe?
Yeah.
Like this.
Wait, what?
I call them thong flops.
Yeah.
Like they're literally just like the two wee strings around the toes. Like they're not sandals. They're just like a wee flip flop.
Yeah, flip flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a sack for me.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like the James. They give me the ick. Don't wear them. Like, woo.
I don't mind them.
There's just something about them. Like they hurt my toe and all. They're just a nope.
I'm going to crack that.
Just because you wear them. They're easy. I'm like, it needs to be a slider or a sandal, not a flip flop.
Yeah, no, the sandal or the flip flops are handy. They just whack them on.
You're like, just throw them on the toes. No hate if you want to wear them, but they're just not. Every time Shona wears them, it'll be like Gleishin and she's got them on. And I'm like, what the hell?
What is happening right now?
Yeah.
Right, let's get straight into the dilemma, shall we?
Let's go. Have you heard Sabrina Carpenter's new song? And she goes, I'm working late because I'm a singer. It's all over TikTok.
No.
Have you not?
Maybe.
I'm going to send you all the TikToks.
Do send me them.
And then people are putting in brackets what they do. So it's like, because I'm a nurse or something they got.
Ready?
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Advice for someone who is in their early 20s to feel like they haven't found their group of friends yet and feeling a bit lost. Thank you for sending your dilemma. Appreciate you.
Aww.
But I'm going to say, to be honest, do you need a group of friends that you're going to have the rest of your life?
As long as you have one, I think you're fine.
Yeah, like it's not necessary. Like you might watch Friends on like fucking Growing Up and you'd be like, I need this like six people that are going to spend everything together. But like that's not reality. With me, I've had loads and loads of random friend groups throughout the years. And then I've ended up like obviously moving on to the next chapter. And like I'm still in touch with like a couple, but like you lose touch with people.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. Like to lose touch with people as well. But if you're just looking to meet new people, maybe if you're like kind of sitting with like not really anyone, maybe take on a couple of new hobbies.
Yeah, for sure. Try new things.
Yeah, try new things. And you might meet some people here and there and like just reach out to people online if you think they're like your vibe.
Yeah, 100%. I've actually made quite a few
friends.
Yeah, like that,
same.
For sure. And like maybe go.
That's just like the easy option. Online is so good for things like that.
Mm, definitely join events. There's loads of events and stuff. Yeah. You can make friends and stuff too.
Just new hobbies.
So yeah. We hope you find friends.
I'm trying not to go too much into detail on this episode so that we can actually do a couple of them.
Yeah. How do you overcome stigma, judgment around needing to be moved out, settled down, etc. in your 20s? It feels like there's such a pressure to have that ticked off these lists so young. I'm going to say, I actually watched a TikTok on this morning and it was like comparing loads of people. Like one person's married, one person's single, one person dies at 50 but they get like a massive career at 20, whereas this other person gets the career at like 50 and they die at like 90. Like it's, then you met some person may get their house at 22 but another person doesn't get theirs so they're 49. Like everyone on this planet is on a different timeline. Everyone's on their own individual path. You do not need to be putting this pressure on yourself. The society tells you you need to go to school, get your A-levels, go to uni, get your career, get your wife, get the kids, then
just
work your life and then retire. Like that is an outdated system.
Yeah.
And that is an outdated belief. Like
Everyone's not meant to be the same.
No, everyone's on their own path. Like I'm 26 coming 27, and I've literally just recently moved back in with my parents.
And that's fine. No, I wouldn't care.
I'm fucking loving it. I mean, yeah. My bank balance is looking very healthy.
You're like, thank you.
Saving loads of money. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone's...
When it's the right time, like, things will happen. So you just need to just sit with it and be okay with it.
Don't be pressuring yourself.
I know.
You got this, baby.
You've got this.
How do you break up friendships that aren't good for you anymore? I'm 25 and struggling to stray away from my friend group from school. Love the podcast. Oh, thank you. Appreciate the love.
Like, you can have a big conversation and stuff if you want. But it's just like, what way you like to deal with things. Like, I would just maybe like start to like go to things a bit less. Like, I would maybe phase it out to where it's not a big explosive thing, because it doesn't really need to be a big thing.
It doesn't.
I would rather it wasn't a big thing if I was trying to like stray away from a certain friend group, because that kind of happens with life anyway. Like, the older really you get, you do stray away. So like, you could kind of just do it in natural progression. That's maybe what I would do.
I'm not friends with anyone in the school. No.
Like, if I seen friends, I'd be like, hi, but I'm not, they're not, like, in my circle, or, like...
I'm friendly with people, as in, like, if I seen them, I'd probably
catch
up.
They're like, hey, but that's it. Yeah, I'm the same.
Amazing to see them and getting me catch up if I see them, but, like, I'm not that close with anyone.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't text them, be like, how are you keeping? No.
Definitely not. But I would just say, yeah, like you said, just sort of start straying away naturally, as in, like...
just, like, maybe I'm not going to go to that this week. I'm not going to speak less in the group chat and just maybe start dipping your toes in other people and just going out with them a wee bit more.
I have had friends that I've had in the past that have given me such negative vibes, and I've literally just removed myself from the situation, and I've just sort of distanced myself.
Yeah, me too. Naturally. I would just be like, I wouldn't take any shame in doing so.
And I've never confronted really anyone. I'm not really into that.
No, me neither. If you're into that, like, go ahead, send a big message and get all your thoughts on the line, but you don't need to.
No, not at all. One of my close friends takes the hump with me if I don't do something her way or come to her house or near her to do something together. I told her it works both ways. She called me a bitch and we haven't spoke since.
That's a bit controlling.
That's a bit fucked, I.
That's a bit controlling.
I would say that girl sounds like an absolute melt. And I would 100% just not speak again. To be honest,
I love how our advice is literally just don't talk to them. Yeah. Like, literally just don't talk.
I just don't have time for negative
but that,
people.
But that is, like, negative, like, energy. Deeply, that is controlling. And, like, you're not in a relationship. So just, like, I just wouldn't be taking that from a friend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I wouldn't take it from a boyfriend. So I definitely wouldn't take it from a friend.
No, not. Like, absolutely not. No, I would.
Get your big girl pants and call for me. I've called for you so many times this week.
I would honestly just cut.
Yeah, I would just cut to you.
But
I have no time for shit. I'm like, bye.
See you later. Oh, my boyfriend's going to do a season abroad and wants to stay together, but I'm not sure if I can do it. Help.
Oh.
So he wants to do a season without you, or he wants you to come?
Yeah, because if he wanted you to come but you couldn't go, it might be a little bit different. But for me, I wouldn't really be into that.
No. See, I'm not in a relationship, so I can't say, but I would not be happy if my partner wanted to go away. It depends how long you've been together, and it depends how deep you are in the relationship.
Like, if James turned around and was like, I'm going to go to a season in Ibiza, I would be like, why?
Yeah.
Like, we can book a holiday and then we can book another one. Why are you going for a season?
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like, it depends. It's different, I think, if he asked you to go and he's always spoke about, like, oh, I really want to do this. And then you can't because, like, you're, like, in uni or something. Yeah. I think that's a bit different. Like, they've tried to get you to go and they need to, like, live this out. But if it's just, like, spontaneous, like, and you're in a relationship, I'd be like, fuck no.
Yeah, and if it's the start of a relationship, I'd just be in it.
Yeah, I'd just be like, if this, go and then we'll see each other when we come back.
Yeah, because my first boyfriend, my first season, I and Appa, we were together, but we were only seeing each other for like a couple of months. And I went over and it just did not turn out good at all.
Yeah.
So and seasons are hectic, like crazy vibes. So it's just...
You just don't know what's going to happen when you're right there, so...
If he's been together for ages...
For years and years.
Maybe he wants something he wants to do. Don't hold him back. And like maybe
go with him if you can.
That'd be a good crack, but I don't know.
I would take it personal.
I can't give advice on that one.
I would take it personal.
How do I convince my boyfriend to propose to me? I believe him when he tells me he wants to spend the rest of his life with me, but I need the proof. Red and ring emoji.
Oh god, how do you convince him? I wouldn't really want to have to convince him.
No, I would just be, jokingly.
Like subtle hints.
Subtle, just jokingly.
Like, I'd be like, I'm going to wear this to my wedding and stuff. Oh my God, like, yeah. they get the gist. Yeah.
Or like, be like, oh my God, this ring's really nice. Like, show pictures of rings online.
But like, it's like, I think my Shona, like, was with her partner for like, was it like 12 years or something before he proposed? So like, you can be waiting a really long time. It's just whether it's that important enough to you that like you're like you need to make a move on. Maybe don't drop hints. Maybe just be like, you have till this time next year to do it if it's that important to you.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And just joke about it. Like if yeah. I had a partner, I would be telling straight up like, so we're getting married or what?
Yeah. Like joke about it. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah, just fucking joke about it and be like,
just keep joking about it, and if they're not getting the joke, set a freaking time and be like, do it by this time or else bye, if it's that big to you.
In the bin. Also, we're not, yeah. I think my brain, it gets to that point in the podcast.
Yeah.
It's just not working anymore.
The brain isn't braining.
Right, we'll do a few more and then we'll wrap it up. Do I want baby number two or should I focus on my career and finish my degree in May? I'm 21. You are so young, babes.
You are so young.
You are so young.
There's literally nothing wrong with having a second child if that's what you really want. But if you can't focus on your career at the same time, then if that's something you really, really want, maybe put it off for a couple of years.
You've got literally
like,
so long.
I feel like years ago people had babies like older, but now like it's getting like younger and younger. So yeah, you could like, if the career is really important, you just put it off. Like it's not like the babies aren't going to go anywhere. Like they'll come when you need them to
yeah,
come.
100%. But I was just focusing on your career for now. If that was me, but if
it
depends.
Yeah,
if you want,
it depends what career it is. If it's a career that you can easily step into in a couple of years again, like you're 21 now. Just say you're waiting to the kids 3. Like you'll be 24, and it'll still be fine. But if you want to like focus on it from your younger, it's kind of easier to work at. I think.
Yeah, I would just sit down with yourself and ask yourself
what's more important. Yeah.
What do you want, girl? But yeah, thank you so much for sending me Dilemma, darling.
Get luck if you have baby number two.
Body counts, do they matter? My body count is 1 and my best friend's is 53. We're 21. She lies to boys.
Why am I laughing?
She lies to boys when they ask and says hers is 1 and mine is 50, labeling me as a slut.
Excuse me. Don't you ever.
But I don't tell. I don't want to slut shame or embarrass her by correcting.
Why would you even need to bring up someone else's to make yours feel better? That it's not even true?
Yeah, that sounds like a weird friend. Unless she's like, but she says to other boys to make you look bad. I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like, that wouldn't be my friend. No, I would be like, sorry, excuse me. And yours is only 1? You're actually sitting there like being Virgin Mary and she's like, really like trying to run you into the ground.
Yeah.
Your friend.
So she's basically just swapping your hands. But
I would literally be traumatized if I heard that. Like if I heard my friend say that and like reversed
our
stories.
She's obviously just insecure about her
yeah.
own. And she's just projecting her insecurity.
But like to answer the question, like the body count doesn't matter.
Body count does not matter at all.
No. So I don't know why she's doing that. I like over the body count situation, I would just be dumping her as a friend as well.
Something really pisses me off about guys that I'm friends with is when they say the body count on a girl matters, but yet they literally shag around them. I'm like, that's
yeah.
so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
the
it's
body
so
count
silly.
Doesn't matter. Just experience life. If something you want to have sex with someone, fucking do
and
it.
And yeah, like I would maybe call her out and say, do you mind? Don't
yeah.
don't swap our numbers around.
And it's not slut.
So well, she obviously, the friend obviously is like slut shaming her.
Yeah, she's slut shaming her, right? But
when she's like, just like, it's not a big deal when it's because it's actually you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would make it's not a big deal, but definitely say to your friend, like, listen, stop doing that.
Yeah, what the fuck? I would
say, that's sick.
Stop speaking to her as well. Just everyone stop speaking to your friends.
Just like, even if there's a body count conversation, you just don't need to bring anyone else's up.
Yeah, no way.
It's just no reason. To be like, mine is only 1, but my friend is 53.
That's got issues.
I know.
What the fuck?
That's sick.
I don't think this one's real. I went out for a drive with a boy, got told that he had put a toilet plunger up his bum, and I was like, that is just a rumor. When we started kissing in his car, he brings out a drumstick and shoved it up his ass. I mean, each to their own, but I am mortified.
No, am I in a movie right now?
That's not real.
That is not real.
No, it's
is
not
that the
real.
Way they left it?
Yeah. What was a drumstick? Like a lollipop?
Get involved.
Is a drumstick like a lollipop?
Oh, I thought it was an actual like drumstick.
Oh, yeah, maybe actually. An actual drumstick.
An actual drumstick.
To be fair, men's G-spot is in their ass, so like let him do his thing, but like it's a bit random that he just randomly started sticking.
Yeah, I would maybe want him to ask me first, are you okay with me drumsticking myself?
Yeah, but to be fair, I don't know.
I don't know what you want from us here.
And why is everyone talking about he's shoved the toilet plunger up his bum? Maybe he just likes the ass play. A lot of men do. And if you're a straight man and you refuse to do ass play because you think it's gay, please look at yourself because it feels fucking amazing. Like, genuinely, it feels so good.
You're like, take my advice and just do it.
The straight guys that I've told to let a girl do stuff to their bum, they're like, oh my god, come back after, and like, oh my god, that was so good. Because it's fucking G-spots up there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what to say now.
I feel like there was no dilemma there. They were just telling us a story. That yeah, can't be real. Like
that's not real. But it could be. Who fucking knows
what's going on in this world? Well, you do what you want to do. If you want to get involved, you get involved. If you don't, bye.
Bye, girl. I messed around with my ex-girlfriend's new girlfriend just after they broke up. I like to call it a trauma bond wink face. Years on, I am now married and she has a baby with a dude. We're connected as friends and she still gives me the sex eyes and constantly flirts. Do I stay away or continue the friendship?
Whoa.
So...
I'm my brain isn't braining right now and I'm struggling.
So it's her ex-girlfriend's new girlfriend after they broke up. So then she was with a girl.
Right, she was with a girl.
Then that girl was with another girl.
Okay.
And then that girl got with her after she broke up with the other girl. And like that probably is common enough in the gay world. Like it sounds like a gay relationship.
Yeah.
Like there definitely has been experiences in my past where I've maybe been speaking to my ex's ex as well.
Yeah.
Like it just happens in the gay world, especially if you're from like Northern Ireland,
small place, yeah.
Not that many people. But years later, she has a baby with a dude and you're married, but she is giving me flirty vibes. No, you need to continue with the friendship, but like you need to cut. If there's anything, if you find her attractive and you want to go there, you could be ruining a marriage and a relationship with her baby daddy. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, if you respect your own partner, you won't want someone giving you the flirty eyes when you're talking. So.
I would cut... If I respect my partner and she was wanting to get with me, I would cut ties.
Yeah, because I would be freaking out. I would be like, oh my God, every time I see my friend, they're giving me freaking flirty eyes. Like, I don't know what they're going to do to me. So I just would be like, I'd just rather not see that friend.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So maybe just take a wee step back or...
Don't tell everyone to stop being friends with friends.
I know, but if you're a bit more brave and you like to like talk about things, you could just say like, I feel like you're giving me a vibe. And then they might actually turn around and say, no, you're giving me the vibe, when you can just be like, well, let's just stop.
Let's draw a line
a line. If you want to still be friends, just say, like, you can just say about it, make it not a big thing.
100%. That's the gay world's just crazy, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
When in the straight world would your two exes be getting with each other? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, we'll do one more and then that's it, girls.
Oh.
So, my ex is refusing to give me my clothes back, but he is still wearing them. I have asked for them back and he keeps delaying the day. What do I do?
Because do you ever get like in a relationship when someone has something, it's like, you have my phone charger, like I need my charger, and then the person will keep torturing them to try and get it back. But sometimes... you're using that as an excuse to hold on to the person.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I remember I left my hair clip in your house. Can I call around to get it? Like, if it's not like designer expensive stuff, I would maybe just, if you can, try and go to the loss of it. Because maybe they're also thinking you're using it as an excuse to try and see them. Like, that does happen a lot. Like, people are like holding on to wee things. Like, oh, I left my bracelet in your house.
Yeah, like 100%.
Just as an excuse to see them. So maybe they think you're doing that and that's why they don't want to give you them back. Unless you could like send a message and be like, listen, you don't have to see me. Leave a bag outside your front door.
Yeah, literally just leave.
I just want the stuff. Like, and make it clear, I don't want to see you. Like, just give me the stuff. Like, leave that outside your garden even.
100%. Or even just like rock up to the house and be like, give me my stuff now, you can't.
You like baiting down the door. Give me my stuff. Yeah, but they probably think you're using it as an excuse to see them. So that's maybe why they're holding them hostage. Or they're just... Oh, but hold on. The person said they're walking around in the clothes, didn't they?
Yeah, well, it's probably a boy. I feel like it must be a gay couple.
Like a boy's.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a toughie.
Just fucking knock up the door if they're wearing your clothes.
Yeah, just be like, give me my fucking shit back. Call Kegs and Kegs will go with you and fight.
Oh my God, yeah. Do you want me to come to the house with you? Let's do that.
Kegs will come on and be like, come here.
Give me a tax, right? Me and you are going to land to your ex's house and we're going to get your clothes back for you.
Yeah, like, mission, get the clothes back.
That'd be so fun.
We'll go to the car and we'll like literally record it. So if any violence happens, we've got it on footage.
That'd be a good story for the podcast. Let's do that.
Messaged Kegs.
Right, well, that's just going to wrap it up, right? Thank you so much to everyone sending your dilemmas. We love you. We appreciate you. If you want to send any dilemmas in next week, send it to crackheadspod@outlook.com. And if we also do put up like a wee question box tonight before we do the pod. And hopefully we'll have Shannon back next week. But hopefully. We absolutely loved having Derv.
Thank you for having me again.
And
I'm like the furniture in here.
Literally. It'll not be the last day. I'm sure we'll have you on again.
We'll never say never.
Never say never. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, do all the good stuff. We love yous and we'll see yous on Sunday.
Love yous.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Woo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.